Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Kerry O'Connor and Charlie Pierce both have 3 points. Peter Gross has 2.
All right. Peter, you are in third place, so you will start first. The clock will start when you begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Testifying before a House committee Thursday, former MF Global CEO John Corzine said he didn't know where the company's client's missing blank is.
Money.
Yes. On Wednesday, an Illinois judge sentenced former Governor Blank to 14 years in prison.
Rod Blagojevich.
Yes. A federal judge ruled this week that a Montana blogger sued for defamation was not protected by the Shield Law because she is not a blank.
Not protected by the Shield Law because
she
is not
a
shield.
No, because she is not a journalist.
Journalist.
8 years after landing, a rover has found what NASA calls bulletproof evidence. There once was water on blank.
Mars.
Yes. A man in Chicago made the mistake this week of attempting to mug a blank.
Homeless person.
No, a mixed martial arts fighter.
Oh. Oh.
Actor Harry Morgan, best known for his role as Colonel Potter in the TV show Blank, died at age 96 this week.
MASH.
Yes. The stars of the show MythBusters apologized this week after an experiment went wrong and they accidentally blanked.
They proved a myth. True.
No. No, they shot a cannonball through a house. Whoops.
What was the myth that you couldn't?
Yeah, apparently. A Maryland man was arrested for shoplifting at a Walmart during their promotion called Blank.
Like Free Stuff Day?
No, the promotion was Shop with a Cop Day. Probably the worst shopping day to stuff video games down your pants is Shop with a Cop Day. The only day that could possibly be worse to do that would be All the Video Games Are Covered in Crabs Day. Carl, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Well, Peter had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and Peter Gross has taken the lead.
Well done, Peter. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You know there's more, though, right?
We flipped a coin. Charlie's elected to go last. So, Kiri, you are up next.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. This week, BP said that after the Gulf oil spill, subcontractor Blank intentionally destroyed evidence.
Halliburton.
Right. In a speech Thursday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called presidential candidate Blank the only Republican who can win.
Romney.
Right. On Thursday, the Senate rejected rival Republican and Democratic plans for extending the blank for another year.
The tax cut.
The payroll tax cut.
Payroll tax cut.
And what could be signs of another civil war brewing, Michigan and Wisconsin are battling over blank.
Which one looks more like a mitten?
Exactly right. The Beastie Boys, Guns N' Roses, and Donovan were among the musicians selected for induction into the blank.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, brick and mortar retail stores were enraged by Blank's plan to offer discounts to customers who scanned prices in stores and then bought online.
Amazon.
Right. Florida police believe a man who blanked was planning a romantic dinner.
A man who put candles and wine out in the park.
No, a man who put candles and steak down his pants and tried to walk out of a
supermarket. Oh,
When you think of a romantic meal, you probably think candlelit dinner for two. In your pants. That's exactly what grocery store employees found when they caught this guy. Apparently, he was celebrating an important anniversary with his zipper.
You're just going to wind up in there anyway, honey. I put the whole meal down there. Right?
It's romantic.
I'm sensing a theme on the last questions.
Yes. Carl. How did Kiri do on our quiz?
Kiri had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points.
All right.
Kiri has taken the lead.
All right. So how many, then, does Charlie Pierce need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, here we go. You ready to go, Charlie?
Oh, no, but go ahead anyway.
All right. Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. World War II veterans across the country came together on Wednesday to mark the 70th anniversary of the attack on blank.
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was blamed for the protests over Russia's recent elections by blank on Thursday.
Vladimir Putin.
Right. Arrested on drunk driving charges over the weekend. On Tuesday, the head of the blank resigned.
Oh, the FAA.
Yes, indeed. On Thursday, Attorney General Eric Holder said he would not resign over the botched gun smuggling sting known as Operation Blank.
Fast and furious.
Yes. A British man managed to get his 1967 Chevy to go 300 miles per hour just by customizing it with a blank.
Rocket engine.
Yes, strapped to the roof from a cruise missile. On Thursday, 3-time National League MVP Albert Pujols agreed to a 10-year deal with the Blanks.
The California Angels.
Indeed. Because he refused to stop playing a game on his phone, actor blank was thrown off an American Airlines flight this week. Yes, indeed. After he was fired from a Chinese technology company, a man's plan to exact revenge by pulling off a big heist was foiled when he blanked.
Put his company down his pants.
No. That'll show you, he said. No, when he got stuck dangling from a ventilation shaft, the man known as Mr. Chi wanted revenge to make sure his former employees never forgot him. But his perfect revenge heist went wrong because of one thing the size of his belly.
Oh, no.
Even his backup plan, taking his pants off, there they are, to make himself fit better, failed. So instead of being remembered as a criminal mastermind, Mr. Chi will forever be remembered by his coworkers as that chubby guy without any pants dangling from the ceiling. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
Charlie needed 7 correct answers, Peter, to win. He had 7 correct answers.
Well
so
done.
17 points. Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Well done. Thank you. Done like a champion thoroughbred. And now we put you at the stud.
Oh, boy.